Okay, welcome to October 19th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. I am your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. And on this show, I cover a lot of ground very quickly. So I hope you have your pencils ready. Or better yet, just listen to the podcast again in case you missed something. I do it all the time. I assemble this podcast from a tool shed in my backyard in La Mesa, California. Right next to America's finest city, San Diego. If you're ever looking to move to the area, or if you have any questions about real estate, check out TeresaLovesRealEstate.com. Because as a full-service Encinitas and San Diego real estate professional, Teresa works with buyers, sellers, and investors in real estate transactions. So check it out, TeresaLovesRealEstate.com. That's Teresa with an H. And let's begin the show as we normally do with a Pledge of Allegiance. Let's everybody stand up, face the flags if we have one, put our right hands over our hearts and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Woohoo! America! And now moving on to today's headlines. The British surrender to the U.S. Plus, there is an oyster shucking showdown going on in St. Mary's, Maryland. I'll tell you all about that. The Sutro Tunnel begins construction in Virginia City. And Julio Urias becomes the youngest pitcher in MLB playoff history. All right, so now let's get started.
1781. British surrender to the U.S. The War of Independence was never that popular in Great Britain. It cost too much money and too many lives. And besides, many of the British were sympathizers to the Americans' wish for independence. King George III had wanted to keep fighting, but lost support in Parliament, so he had to call it quitsies. After the siege of Yorktown, British commander Charles Cornwallis and his officers realized their situation was doomed to failure. On October 17th, a drummer and a blindfolded officer, waving a white flag, walked up to the French and American lines and surrendered. Negotiations began, and the Articles of Capitulation were signed October 19th, 1781. Signatures included General Washington, Comte de Rochambeau, the Comte de Barris on behalf of the French Navy, Cornwallis, and Lieutenant Thomas Symonds, a senior Royal Navy officer. According to Wikipedia, the British asked for a traditional honors of war, marching out with dignity, flags waving, muskets shouldered, and playing an enemy or American song as a tribute to the victors. But Washington said no, just like the British had refused the same request from Benjamin Lincoln, who had a humiliating British defeat in Charleston. Since Cornwallis was too sick, as he claimed, to attend the ceremony, Brigadier General Charles O'Hara presented the sword of surrender to Rochambeau. But Rochambeau shook his head and pointed at Washington. Okay. O'Hara tried to give the sword to Washington, and George shook his head and pointed to Benjamin Lincoln. Ouch. George Washington, everybody, like a boss!
Present day, 2019. There's an oyster showdown taking over St. Mary's Festival in Leonardtown, Maryland. Aw, shucks. And I mean, there's a lot of shucking going on. Whoever it was in ancient civilization who first opened up an oyster and discovered a giant blob of boogers and thought, wow, that looks delicious, must have eaten said oyster. I don't know who that caveman was, since I'm more of a U.S. history kind of a guy, but I'm guessing that he or she ate it with either vodka or bacon. Or better yet, both. Because hot sauce alone just won't do. New Orleans. Say what you will about your oysters, but this is Maryland, Saints fans. I'm talking food, family, entertainment, and fun in St. Mary's County. This is where champion shuckers like Scott O'Lear from Panama City Beach in Florida competes in the men's division in timed on how many shucks could a shucker shuck if a shucker could shuck a shuck. Sorry, ladies. You won't find any diamond in these balls of snot. The Sutro Tunnel begins construction in Virginia City, Nevada. The Comstock Lode was one of the richest silver deposits in the world, so as you can imagine, was very popular during the gold rush. But as miners dug deeper for silver and gold, more and more water needed to be pumped out, which was a very expensive task. Prussian-born entrepreneur Adolf Sutro came up with an extravagant plan to excavate a 4-mile-long tunnel through the solid rock of the Comstock in order to drain and ventilate the mines. It took a few years to catch on, for a couple reasons. One, many people thought the idea of digging a ginormous hole almost 21,000 feet over 4 miles long was crazy. And two, if it did work, it was feared that Sutro would monopolize the entire Comstock district. But with the help of European capital, Sutro was able to put this plan into motion. When finished, the tunnel was successful in draining the water from the mines. Unfortunately, by this point, the Comstock mines were tapped out and declined in value, and the major companies stopped pumping. Sutro sold it in 1879 and moved to San Francisco, where he became mayor in the late 1890s. These days, the Comstock still drains at the 1,640th foot level, and water continues to flow from the tunnel mouth, leaving the top parts of the Comstock stone dry. 2016. Julio Urias becomes the youngest pitcher to take the mound in the playoffs. During a season where it seemed the Los Angeles Dodgers could do no wrong as they ended the season as NL West champs, this kid from Mexico made his MLB debut against the Mets on May 27th at age 19. The Dodgers had their eyes on Julio for years and signed him on his 16th birthday. When he was a young boy, or I should say when he was a younger boy, he had several surgeries on his left eye and now could barely even see out of it. But being the devout Roman Catholic that he is, he states that's how God works. Quote, "He gave me a bad left eye, but a good left arm," unquote. Now in the playoffs, Julio would help defeat the Washington Nationals and start pitching in the next round against the Cubs. But Chicago would be the winners of the World Series that year, beating the Cleveland Indians. For Julio, the next year saw some inconsistencies, and then a shoulder injury would take him out of the season.
And so that, my friends, is going to wrap it up for October 19th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I'm your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. Check out the website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com. Let me know what you thought about today's program. For example, revolution buffs. Anything you care to add to that story of the British surrendering to the United States? Do you like oysters? Do you like it with vodka or bacon or both? Have you ever been to the Sutro Tunnel? Mike Tyson fans, I gotta say that I've never had anyone try to chomp off my ear before, although I did have a crazy ex-roommate who tried to chomp off my lip. God rest her soul, she already passed away. So yeah, let me know what you think on the comment board. You can also take a shot at some of the multiple choice quizzes while you're on there, so good luck with those. And be sure to check out tomorrow's episode. I'll talk about Operation Musketeers, plus the Red Scare, and Michael Jackson, so don't miss that. In the meantime, you can catch me on Facebook and Twitter. So until then, thanks for listening, everyone, and thanks for being great patriotic Americans. We'll see you tomorrow.